I thought what I'd try on you was, I lived in England for a while in a little village, which was very cold and very boring. My wife said it was like an Agatha Christie novel without a murder. And I wrote some prose. I was experimenting with prose poems, moved by by prose poems by Kathleen Fraser, which were very like journal entries, let in a lot of information. I'll read a couple of them that I've been working on. Little Shelford, morning, May 25. Walking down the stairs this morning past the coat of arms of the Mansur family, I had a sharp sensation of smelling laurel leaves in California, riding an acacia limb, rivers of yellow feathery pollen, wild fennel that we broke into six-inch lengths and threw at each other in the neighborhood wars, crouched in thickets of broom, shooting blue jays with BB guns. I read when I picked up a volume of Ponge in the bookstore on Rue Racine and thought of blue jays and shooting them with BB guns, and so bought the Ponge thinking I would write grave, luminous, meditative poems. Do you want apple juice with breakfast? Erlene asks Luke in the other room. Yes, he says. It's the kind from Malta, she says. Frozen. I'll take apple juice, he says. And walking across the bridge later to Notre Dame, I thought of boring Jack Shalane, who always wanted to play that we were the children of Fatima, having a vision of the Virgin. And I would go along with it for a moment, hoping to get him back to pirates. Image of Jack kneeling under the fig tree as Notre Dame looms up in front of me, his palms prayerfully touching, looking up awed and reverent into the branches where the fat green figs hung like so many scrotums between the leaves. And the fat figs were less differentiated than that. Breasts, bottoms, sexual ambiguity of the flowers and fruit in French botanical drawings, sweet hermaphrodite peaches and the glister of plums. Trying to get things to grow there. I was trying to